With SRN News, I'm John Scott. This group of students at Florida State University expresses their amazement at snow in the Sunshine State.
The fact that it's snowing right now in Florida, it doesn't feel real.
No, it doesn't feel real at all. It's crazy.
A major winter storm slamming Texas and the northern Gulf Coast, spreading heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain across parts of the Florida Panhandle and eastern Carolinas. The National Weather Service says New Orleans set a record for snowfall on Tuesday, nearly 10 inches. A blast of Arctic air has also plunged much of the Midwest and the eastern U.S. into a deep freeze. Also at SRNNews.com, a Senate vote today will determine the fate of the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Bob Agnew reports.
The bill expands upon the protections contained in the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, passed by Congress and signed by then-President George W. Bush in 2002. The new bill would impose punishment on health care providers unless they provide abortion survivors the same level of life-saving care given to newborns of the same gestational age, such as premature babies. Today's vote will determine whether the bill survives for a final vote. If so, it's expected to pass with ease in the GOP-controlled Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Justice Department directing its federal prosecutors to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of beefed-up enforcement of immigration laws under the Trump administration. That's according to a memo to the entire workforce. The department will return to the principle of charging defendants with the most serious crime it can prove, a staple position of Republican-led departments meant to remove a prosecutor's discretion to charge a lower-level offense. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 118 points. This is SRN News. An Indiana teacher goes before a federal appeals court.
The Seventh Circuit is considering whether or not the Brownsburg Community School Corporation was within its rights to fire John Kluge because he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. He's being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel David Cortman says, quote, Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act requires the government to accommodate its employees' freedom to live and work according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Syria begins recovering from 50 years of autocratic rule by the Assad family, an international envoy says Christians want their rights and freedoms to be preserved under a new constitutional settlement. Selena Chambos is the newly appointed special envoy for Christian communities and minorities in the Middle East. Syrian Christians made up 10% of the population before the civil war began in 2011. This is SRN News. Representative Lee Stefanik said she would demand reforms and transparency if confirmed to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. This happened during her confirmation hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday. Bernie Bennett has details.
Stefanik, the fourth-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives in the last Congress, vowed to utilize her skills as a lawmaker to scrutinize the funding provided to the UN and to cut the budget provided if necessary. Stefanik said in her opening statement, quote, If confirmed, I will work to ensure that our mission in the United Nations serves the interests of the American people and represents President Trump's America First Peace Through Strength foreign policy. Some Republican senators raised the possibility of slashing funding to the UN during Stefanik's hearing, while Democrats on the committee voiced concern about adversary nations taking control of the body if the U.S. cedes influence. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.